Well, his scoring's been great. He's done a really good job there, and he's adjusting to being the main guy, which he wasn't in Memphis the last couple of years. But, you know, I'm on him every day about his defense and doing better there, and I'm on the whole team about our defense because we're really struggling in that area. So, you know, scoring points is great. Having a hot hand, riding a hot hand is you got to do it in this league. But on nights where shot-making comes and goes, you know, you gotta have some traction defensively with some consistency, and you know, we've got to establish that.
And coach, I notice sometimes, you know, you have drop offs, and that's to be expected. Is that something we predicated to the loss of a Dirk, you know, not having, you know, your main go to guy out there on the floor?
Well, it's certainly a factor. No question. And you're always going to be more consistent when you have, you know, a top 10 player in the game available and healthy and playing well. So, but, you know, we've tried not to make this about bellyache and about not having Dirk. We just can't. If we get into that mindset, it's a bit of a defeatist mode, and I despise that. And we don't know when he's coming back. So, you know, I mean, it could be – who knows? Who knows when it's going to be? It could be longer than we think. It could be shorter, but it could be longer than we think. And whatever the case, we've got to go day to day, and we've got to strap it on with the guys that we got. And we got to be ready to play, and we got to be able to win games.
Hey, coach, and, you know, I noticed, you know, no Dirk. And O.J. Mayo, he can score, man. He can score in bunches. Have you guys really looked to go to – because I watched the Pistons game, and he just took over. I think it was the third quarter. He put on a performance there in that third quarter. Is that something you guys try to go to him at the beginning of games or coming out of halftime?
Well, you know, we're trying to score points any way we can. And,
right.
You know, in the Detroit game – he had a disappointing first half. You know, he wasn't as aggressive as he needed to be. You know, they put Prince on him, who's their best defensive player, and you know, they made it tough on him. In the third quarter, we were able to get going because we were able to get stops and get in transition, and he was able to get things going a little bit because he was able to get out there in transition, which is harder to guard. You know, it's harder to pick up a guy, you know, when there's a rebound and a run out and there's five guys coming at you. So, you know, we're looking to run as much as we can this year. And, you know, we're putting the ball in OJ's hands to do good things as often as we can as well. But, you know, look, we're not gonna win a lot of games here depending on him scoring 40 points. I mean, that's
right.
The other night, that's an outlier, and that's one of those hot nights, and you ride a guy.
Right.
And it just was a particular style of game that it was kind of analogous to that. But, you know, we gotta strike a balance. We got to have everybody involved. The best way to do that is to defend, rebound, get in transition so our ball movement can help us.